WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now the controversy we did not discuss while we were obsessing over the convention this week. Earlier in the week, Stanford University released a study on the health benefits or lack thereof of organic foods, and the in-your-face conclusion was that there is not any scientific evidence that organic food provides health benefits. So my next guest is here to help us understand what that means and what it doesn't mean, a professor of food studies, nutrition, and public health at NYU. Marion Nessel, a frequent guest on this show, writes a monthly column called Food Matters for the San Francisco Chronicle, has her blog called Food Politics, and is the author of several books. The most recent is called Why Calories Count, From Science to Politics. Marion Nessel, welcome back to the show.
Oh, glad to be here.
So this new study didn't look at whether organic farming is good for the environment or more sustainable or more humane. The study asked very specifically whether organic food is better for human health. Tell us about what they actually looked at.
Well, they did a meta-analysis, first of all, which was to look at more than 200 studies that have looked at the health benefits of organic versus conventional foods. I was fascinated by the enormous publicity that this study got because it reminded me of one that had come out about 3 years ago. I happened to be in England at the time that the study came out, and it said the same thing as this one did. It got headlines in the British newspapers. For some reason, organics generate this intense emotional reaction, and it seems very hard for people to sort of sit back and think about what organics are about.
Indeed.
Which is about protection of the environment. It's not using heavy chemicals to help the plants grow or kill insects. It's about sustainability, or it should be, and it's about lowering the amount of pesticides, and this study found that the pesticide levels were lower in organic produce than in other kinds of produce, which it seems to me is the whole point.
But let's unpack those two things. One is the environmental sustainability, the soil, et cetera. The other is human health. And if there are measurably reduced levels of pesticides in organic foods, maybe even measurably reduced levels of pesticides in the bodies of people who eat organic foods, I don't know, but there's no impact that researchers have been able to discern in terms of actual human health, then maybe pesticides aren't as damaging to human health as some people might fear in the way they're typically used.
Well, that's certainly a possibility, and the science isn't there for it. It's hard for me to believe that pesticides could be good for human health, but it certainly has not been possible to prove in any way that they are bad for human health. They're certainly bad for the environment, and organic production was about the environment right from the beginning. It was never about human health. The organic community in the beginning never claimed that it was going to be more nutritious. It claimed that it was going to be better for the planet and for soil, and soil is the important thing if you're going to be growing crops in the future. So somehow along the way it shifted, and part of the reason that it shifted was that the organic community, which charges more for the foods, because what goes into producing food organically is much more labor, and therefore the costs are higher. They began advertising. Uh-huh. They began advertising the products as more nutritious. I always thought that was a mistake. I thought it would be very difficult to prove.
Let's take some phone calls. People, if you consciously use organic foods, give us a call and tell us if you think it is about your health. What Mary Nessel was just saying, if I understood you correctly, is that it never really originally was supposed to be about human health. It was always supposed to be about
the health of the planet.
Organic food companies started advertising, this is good for you. And so that's another reason that people actually buy organic foods, whether it's true or not. 212-433-WNYC. This one, Marion, we didn't even have to give out the phone number. Our lines are full. So let's go to Sarah in Highland Lakes. Sarah, turn your radio off and you're on the air.
Can you hear me all right?
Sure can.
Okay. Well, first off, I only buy organic. I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, but that is the point. What makes it better for our environment is better for our health. If we don't have a planet to live on, then we're all going to die. So the way these mass farming, I always buy organic because I know where it's coming from, which makes me feel better. Which leads to better health for me as well. But I also know that by doing right by the environment, I'm providing a future for my children, which makes me feel a lot better.
Thank you very much. Jan in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Hi, Jan.
Hi. The grape, I feel the energies, and the grapefruits and the oranges that may ripen to look ripened, but they're gassed, and they feel horrible. They're real hard and horrible, whereas the organic feels great, and the blueberries, I could feel they have so much more pesticides and poisons on it, and these poisons make me very tired. And one more thing that I'm really upset about. I live in Brooklyn Heights, and the salmon, I used to be able to buy salmon in my neighborhood, and I can't buy it anymore because now they feed them with these corn pellets, which are GMO, so I can only buy freshwater salmon.
And, Jan, I'm going to leave it there. And you've made a lot of interesting points. And let me go to one of them for you, Marion Nessel, because at the very end she brought up the salmon. There are whole other things that are looked at for meat and poultry and fish and dairy products when we're talking about organic than for produce?
Yes. The Department of Agriculture establishes rules for what organic means. They have very, very precise definitions in the United States. The animals cannot be fed anything except organic feed. They have to have access to the outdoors. There are a whole range of rules that govern the production of these products that are set by the Organic Standards Board, so that if genetically modified foods are something that you're concerned about, you buy organic because they're not going to be genetically modified.
Chris,
at least not very much.
Chris in Piscataway, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, good morning. My question is, who sponsored this study? That's the question.
It was an independent study.
It was funded.
Okay, sure. There's a lot of tentacles sometimes we do not see. I don't care what any study says. Nobody's going to tell me that food filled with chemicals and stuff that's unnatural to the human body is better than food made naturally in the natural form which goes into your body. If you have a maker of a car and the car maker says, use super in that car, and you said, but I can use regular, the car runs anyway. You don't know what's happening, but the maker of the car says, use this. Same thing. God made us, and he wants us to eat natural food. So I don't care what any study says. I'm laughing at the study. Natural food, that's what we should eat. No food filled with unnatural stuff cannot be better than food which is natural. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Well, there is a common sense argument there. Food without chemicals has to be better for you than food with chemicals. Do you, as a nutrition scientist, buy that?
I think it makes perfect sense. I wish that the science was able to demonstrate it one way or the other, but the science isn't there yet. When you're looking at substances that are consumed in very, very small amounts, like the pesticides that are on vegetables, or even the residues that are in animals, it's just very, very difficult to separate those components out from everything else that everybody is doing that affects their health. And I think we need to look at a much better way of doing the science, and I don't know how we're going to get that or who would pay for it.
Let me give you a counter argument that I know some scientists use to what Chris was just saying, and that is that there's a bias against chemicals, actually, because chemistry could make things that are worse for you than what occurs in nature, or chemists could make things that are better for you than what occurs in nature, that it doesn't necessarily always come out the one way. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I certainly do, and that's why I think we need better science on this. I don't think that scientists are looking at this issue more carefully enough. Certainly from the intensity of the reaction to this study, you know that this is something that people are really interested in and really want answers for. And I think it's part of what our government ought to be doing, is to looking at the science of this and trying to give the American public the best answers that it possibly can about the things that people are worried about. And they sure are worried.
Susan in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I do eat organic foods, and I can tell you that for carrots and celery and tomatoes, it makes a big difference. I never knew why carrots were described as sleep.
Susan, I'm sorry I can't continue with the call because the phone line is just so bad and hard to listen to for people. But the point that she's making is that she believes, at least, Mary Nessel, that she can taste the difference between some organic foods, which taste better to her than some non-organic foods. Carrots is the example she gave.
Well, I think that the organic foods she must be buying are probably grown locally, and therefore they're fresher than what is in most New York City grocery stores. And yeah, if they're fresher, they're going to taste better. And maybe those are grown under conditions where they taste better. I would hate to see blind taste tests. I'm not sure they would come out that way. That's a really personal way of dealing with food. People's tastes differ greatly. I would have a great time swearing that something was organic by the way it tasted.
I also,
that would be hard for me.
Uh-huh. I want to make sure that we completed the thought on one of Chris and Piscataway's questions, because he asked who funded the study, and I think we started to answer it. But what we are told is that it was purely funded by Stanford University itself. So there was no corporate funding, no outside funding of any kind, just funded by the university from general operating research funds with
and
one
salaries,
of their
and salaries to faculty.
Yes, and one of the faculty members who was just curious to do this meta-analysis of the human health research set out to do it. So do you accept that at face value?
Do I accept it? Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think they mainly because they made such a point of the independence of the funding, so they were sensitive to the issue that if some chemical company had paid them, then the results would be tainted, and they went to special efforts to make sure that there was no outside funding that could be questionable in this particular instance. I think they were very straightforward. I think they were kind of naive about what they were getting themselves in for, and the reaction to it has certainly been an example of hype. I mean, there were three results that were interesting. One was that there was no difference in the nutrient content of the organic versus conventional foods in the studies that they looked at, all of which were done in many, many different kinds of ways. So it's hard to know how comparable they are. But they did find a significant lower level of pesticides, meaning that the studies are finding what they were supposed to find. And they also found less evidence of antibiotic residues. Or antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and that also was an important finding. So in general, it looks to me like the organic foods are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and except for the business with nutrients, but they shouldn't be talking about nutrients anyway. There's no reason to think that organic produce should be less nutritious than any other kind.
Andreas in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. So I talked to a lot of people in healthcare, and we've all looked at this study. And in fact, you shouldn't have led with health benefits, because that's not what the study is about. The study really looked, as you've discussed, only at nutrients such as minerals and vitamins and so forth. But there's no study that actually analyzes people eating organic or non-organic food for a long time and looking at how their health develops. So if you want to make sure that you get good nutrients, this study actually did control for freshness. So they looked at food of the comparable freshness grade and compared them with each other. And if you want to make sure you get something fresh, you probably want something that's grown locally and that hasn't been on a ship for 3 weeks. And that often tends to be organic food.
Andreas, thank you. So, Mary Nessel, when he talks about and others talk about how there was no evidence of a positive impact on human health from organics, the study didn't say there is no benefit. It just said that so far researchers have not been able to identify a benefit. Is that a meaningful difference?
I think the issue of health is a complicated one, because my prediction would be that people who buy organics are healthier than people who don't, but not necessarily because they're buying organics. People who buy organics are wealthier, more educated, have a lot of societal benefits, and that's the healthy population in the country. People who are poor aren't buying organics, but they have lots of other problems that affect their health. I think that also would be a very, very difficult study to do, just as with supplements. It's difficult to demonstrate that supplements make healthy people healthier. I think it's going to be very difficult to demonstrate that organic products make healthy people healthier. It's just that healthy people are going to be buying more organics at a greater rate, not least because they have more money.
And to Andreas's point about the review of the literature only being about nutrients, not about health in a more generalized sense, you've written in your blog that nutritious is not the same thing as healthy when it comes to food. How would you unpack that?
Well, I think that, you don't need very many nutrients. It's very easy to get nutrients from food. Americans are not generally deprived of nutrients. And other factors go into it. We don't suffer from nutrient deficiency diseases. The biggest problem that Americans have these days is eating too many calories, which is a different problem and one that needs to be addressed in different ways. So in many ways, this is the same as the supplement issue. Healthy people take supplements, but there's no evidence that the supplements make them healthier. It's just a practice of people who are generally healthy.
Do you take a position on this local versus organic, which is more important debate?
I like both, and I hate to have to choose between them. But if I did, I'd like the whole idea of local agriculture, so I tend to support that. But that's a personal preference or a value. again, we're not talking about health. We're talking about the way food tastes and the kind of environment and the kind of community you want to live in. I like to support local agriculture.
Professor of Food Studies, Nutrition, and Public Health at NYU, Marion Nessel. She also writes a monthly column called Food Matters for the San Francisco Chronicle and has a blog called Food Politics. Her latest book is Why Calories Count from Science to Politics. Thank you so much for clarifying so much of this.
My pleasure as always.
Along with our callers. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, David Sanger, New York Times, Chief Washington Correspondent, who keeps his eye on foreign affairs, fact-checks one of the things that President Obama said in his speech last night about the war in Afghanistan. Stay with us.